Hundreds of people turned out Wednesday for a protest at the Islamic Society on Milwaukee's South Side. It was one of several protests underway in the city, some of which lasted well into the night. Demonstrators spoke out against police brutality and the death of George Floyd, a black man who died May 25th at the hands of a white Minneapolis police officer. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Wednesday marked the sixth day of protests in Milwaukee.
As the protest was about to get underway, a crowd poured into the parking lot of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee on South 13th Street. Many people carried signs that read, "I can't breathe," and "Black Lives Matter," as they prepared to march south to the airport. Organizer Samaya Adi noted that the crowd had no problem braving the sweltering conditions to show their support for the cause.
We're here, it's 86 degrees outside, it's humid, we're all sweating, wearing masks, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, but we're here for a reason. We're here for our voices to be heard and to tell our black community that we care for them and we will fight for them no matter what. Like, if you look around, you can see different people everywhere, different colors, different races, different religions. It doesn't matter, and we're here to fight for them, and that they matter.
Adi says the system has to change in order to prevent another incident of police brutality. She says police academies should adopt a different curriculum.
Teach officers that their how they react is how everything's going to play out. How they react in the situation is how people are going to play out. So if you're an angry cop coming to a guy, yelling at him in his face, whatever, for trivial things, like little trivial things, there's ways to deal with that. There's how to handle it.
Dozens of young people attended the protest, including 14-year-old Alondre Gilmore. He says he and several friends showed up because they want to make a difference.
I'm here to show the black people that they're not alone, and we got a voice as well as a lot of people out here. That's why we came together.
Gilmore says it was upsetting seeing the video of the Minneapolis police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, who was lying face down on the cement in handcuffs. Floyd had been arrested on a forgery complaint.
It made me feel like we animals and we trapped in a cage. And basically we can't do nothing about it, but we gotta do something about it.
Rihanna Hassan drove in from Brookfield for the protest. She believes sustained protests will go a long way toward reform.
I think I've been at a couple protests this week already. I think I know that you have to keep doing this over and over again in order to see change. So that's why we're gonna keep coming here and show that people want police brutality, and so we want to make sure that our voices are heard and that we're truly making an impact here in the city.
More protests are scheduled for today, including one that kicks off in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. Another demonstration will take place in Greendale tomorrow. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.